Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And we start this hour with that blockbuster $26 billion settlement reached by state's attorneys general against three major drug distributors and one manufacturer of opioids. If approved by enough state and local governments, the settlement will resolve lawsuits against McKesson, Cardinal Health, AmerisourceBergen, and Johnson & Johnson. This follows a settlement earlier this month with Purdue Pharma, the maker of OxyContin, and it comes after a wave of opioid deaths, including last year alone, more than 93,000 dying from drug overdoses, most caused by opioids. Massachusetts Attorney General Moore Healey was the first state attorney general to sue the Sackler family, the family behind Purdue Pharma, and she helped broker this more recent settlement with four other companies. So, Attorney General Healey, what do you hope this settlement does?
I hope it's a message to other entities out there that you can't get rich off the suffering of our residents without consequence. It's about securing resources for our communities. It's about making major, significant industry changes to prevent this type of crisis from ever happening again. And it's about the kind of accountability that so many of our families have been seeking.
Yeah. Well, let me ask, drug distributors will collectively pay up to $21 billion over the next 18 years. Manufacturer Johnson & Johnson will pay $5 billion over 9 years. This is all, of course, once state and local governments approve the settlement. Just can you briefly remind us what they were accused of doing?
Well, basically, these are the companies that were either involved in making opioids like Johnson & Johnson or were in the distribution business. So they were out there distributing the pills around the country through pharmacies and the like. And so the reason this settlement is important is because it includes some really important terms that will change forever the way these distributors do business. Every pill is going to be tracked and accounted for. There's going to be really tight restraints on their processes for distribution. They have to implement really strong procedures around detecting and blocking and reporting suspicious controlled substances orders that show any signs of diversion. And so this is important in addition to the desperately needed funds.
In other words, one of the claims was they weren't keeping track. They were overlooking things like small towns where a drugstore might suddenly become the Amazon of online sales of OxyContin.
Exactly. And basically the allegation against these companies is that they essentially turned a blind eye or in some cases participated in what really was deceptive sales and marketing practices and distribution that they knew that they had orders going into certain towns, certain pharmacies, certain counties that were way off the charts in terms of the actual number of residents there who legitimately needed opioids. So we call that diversion when pills are sent somewhere really to be used for abuse, for sale on the black market. And these companies had a responsibility about controlling their distribution channels. They knew that people were getting hurt. They knew the amount of pills that were being distributed just didn't match the need out there, and they were part of the problem.
West Virginia Attorney General Patrick Morrissey said he opposes this settlement because it allocates money by population and not by impact of the crisis. We mentioned how small towns in rural areas might have been completely devastated by maybe one drugstore or, has an epidemic swept through. Do you think he has a point?
I disagree with my colleague. It's never perfect when you do a multi-state resolution. Here, the money is allocated both by population as well as by harm, number of overdoses. If you look at the whole picture, we are now bringing back real money for our states and our communities, which is going to go to families. We are very clear, and I am very clear, that all money coming into the state of Massachusetts is only to go towards treatment and remediation and resources to address substance use disorder and to curb this opioid epidemic.
Yeah. One last question. This is about the settlement with the Sackler family, which you were the first to sue that family, the family behind OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma. You said you weren't happy with that deal because the Sacklers were able to use bankruptcy court to shut down state lawsuits against them. We also know that in this recent settlement, none of the companies admitted guilt in this. Is this over for you?
I mean, I think this fight continues. The recent settlement with the Perdue and Sackler family doesn't exclude criminal charges. Those can potentially still be brought. And what I've said is, look, I've asked the Department of Justice to consider that. I also went to Congress to ask them to change the bankruptcy law to close the loophole that allowed the Sacklers to go to bankruptcy court in the first place. So I think under existing law, we have made a significant change here and a significant difference, most importantly, in telling the whole story of what this family did, motivated by greed, without regard to the well-being of others, and what this company did, and the crisis that they helped start and then fuel. But I'm never going to stop fighting for families. I'm never going to stop fighting for more resources, for behavioral health, for substance use disorder. And I'm pleased that the settlements that I've been able to achieve, the resolutions, you know, will be a significant step towards that. But there are no victories in this case when you look at the context of the devastation and the harm. There is accountability. There is accountability. And I think that's what we were able to achieve. And that's our job as state AGs.
Massachusetts Attorney General Maura Healey, thank you.
You're welcome. Great to be with you.